My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin is seeing prostitutes that look like Meatloaf's daughter. And he's doing whippets, and Jane is in jail. So listen and enjoy.
I was struggling with my health because of the pressure you put on me, and then you would say such horrible things. I felt alone. Thank goodness I had Meatloaf to get me through it all. I can... What?
I know, it's just... It's such an odd choice for your, like, musical idol.
I like Meatloaf.
No, he's not bad at all. I'm just saying that it's just so odd that, well, everybody has their thing.
I can always count on the loaf. If we are to make it work, we need to go slowly and get to a place of mutual respect, trust, and love. It can't be a rush like last time with tests along the way. I truly believe dreams are hard to touch, and it could be I love you too much.
Ugh.
What?
Ugh.
What?
Ugh.
You would love if somebody felt for you the way fake Davin feels for Jane. You would love it if somebody had an ounce of that passion.
Oh, no, I'd be so suspicious.
No, you would. Well, yes, because you're you.
Yeah.
And how could they? But if you weren't.
Hypothetically.
Like, yeah.
Hypothetically, if you were somebody else.
Oh, if I was somebody else. Oh, it was warm the cockles of my heart.
We're on terrestrial. You can't say that word.
Cockles. Of my heart.
Oh, all right. I didn't know that. I didn't know that body part grew there. All right. She goes. She goes, I need, stupid. She goes, I knew I did all these things. That's why I'm begging you to forgive me. I love you so much, Davin.
Wow. Flowery.
Yes.
Sweetie.
I go, August 8th, I go, we can give it a try, Jane. August 10th, she goes, wow, thank you so much, dear. I love you so much.
Yeah, you got sold, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
August 12th, I go, you're welcome. What now? She goes, how have you been without me? And tell me how far things has been with you because I care. August 14th, 2017, I go, things were hard because I loved you very much. But lately I've been doing better by doing whippets and frequenting the prostitute that looks like Pearl, Meatloaf's daughter.
Yeah, we gotta do. She hasn't asked for money, so he's been sold.
Yeah, he has.
She hasn't asked for money.
The other one
she
was hitting
been,
it
she
hard.
She would have been asking for money about 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
How have you been in my absence? And that's the end.
Wow.
I have not heard from Jane since August 14th.
Really?
Really. Really?
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 Oh, really?
So, I mean, she might come back, but...
I don't know. I think she's offended that you're so into Pearl.
Sometimes in life, when you set somebody free, they come back.
I'm sorry. I'll go away again.
Thank God. Somebody is back in our lives. Jane is back.
No! Are you kidding me?
Would I lie to you, Pip Helix?
Yes, what, you about, would.
Well, I would, but not about something. When I say good job at the end of the evening, sure.
Yeah. Only about stuff that would hurt your feelings, but no.
True.
No, she is back. Our last contact with Jane was August 14th when I told her I was doing whippets and frequenting the prostitute that looks like Meatloaf's daughter, Pearl.
Thank you for that update.
For some reason, the response was not as quick as I would have hoped for. After
you don't say.
September 22nd, 2017. Now, remember, she's supposed to be back because school ended months ago.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be back in the States.
Oh, okay.
Hello, sweetheart.
That was veterinary school.
Zoology.
Zoology.
Yes. More exotic than that, John.
Gotcha.
Hello, sweetheart. I got arrested all this while because of the money I owe this school.
I got arrested.
I got arrested. I got arrested.
They arrested her.
Sure, it seems plausible.
Sure. Debtor's prison. Yeah.
I'm sorry, dear. I think you need to help me now and let me get out of here.
Okay.
I have the cops the excuse to help me talk to you, and I also said I gave the cops the excuse to help me talk to you, and I also said you'll get me the money within 2 days.
Because the cops are depending on you to get the money because she's been arrested. Oh, please.
September 25th, 2017. I go, that sounds awful. Tell me all about it, dear.
You waited. She's in jail.
Well, I'm not
you
checking
wait.
Every day.
No, I know. But I mean, it's just like, nice boyfriend.
September 28th. I thought she was gone. September 28th, 2017. She writes, I owe the school $5,000.
Oh, wait a minute.
And now since I refused to pay them back at the given time, they arrested me. After spending weeks at the police station, then I decided to tell the officer about my king, who's going to help me out of this mess, who is at USA. Then he gave me his phone so that I can message you. I'm proud of you, dear. Please prove your love to me.
Hopefully he can help, Your Highness.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, so she was in the police station all this time? She's sitting in chairs waiting?
And I said, yes, a king will help for sure. Okay. So September 29th, 2017, Jane asks, when will you be able to help my king? Take notes. If you want me to help you, call me your king.
Okay.
She's doing a good job of schmoozing.
Sure. October 2nd, I answer because I'm on this.
Well, yeah. I mean, thank
Wait a minute. What was the first date?
September 29th. October 2nd.
October 2nd.
I answer, I think I'm more of a prince than a king.
That's your answer.
Yeah.
Wait, she's still cool in her heels in jail, and you're like going about semantics.
He's got a kingdom to run.
Yes.
I do. Thank you, Joe. October 6th, she gets back to me.
Wow.
She goes, what are you trying to say, dear?
Like the way everybody's getting around to things.
Yeah, I know.
There's no sense of urgency in this at all.
4 days later, it's like, what, they don't let you use the computer for 4 days? Yeah, were you bad?
October 9th.
July 3rd.
Because we're not on Instant Messenger anymore.
Right.
And I'm just not, you know, it's email. I don't check that account all the time.
Right.
You know, she's got other clients that are sending her money. Uh-huh. So, I mean, you know, we're not each other's top priority right now.
You're the but long con.
But I'm still important enough that she keeps checking back in.
And you're still the king.
Sure, I am the king.
Mm-hmm.
I go, I think I'm more of a prince than a king. Nevertheless, I need the warden of the jail to email me to see if we can work things out and gain your release.
Oh, no. So now she's going to have to add an extra character to her retinue, and she's going to have to be the warden.
Or somebody should be.
Yes.
Don't you think that was a good move?
Yeah, I do, because if you're going to be cutting a check, you want to know who you're dealing with.
Sure.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.